Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Should we do this all in an Australian accent?
G'day.
Are you okay?
G'day.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you? Is there a bird inside you trying to get out?
My Australian accent.
I'll do it. G'day. Mervies, for your ears.
For your ears.
For your ears.
For your ears.
Why are you so terrible at the accent?
The truth.
Hi, this is Jonathan Mitchell. I'm the producer of The Truth. And 2 weeks ago, Ed Herbstman and I were in Sydney, Australia. We were invited to take part in a conference called Radio Beyond Radio that was put on by the ABC, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. And we led a series of workshops over the course of 4 days in which we created a story from scratch. And that's the story we're going to play for you today. It's called Domestic Violins.
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Angela Johnson.
Okay, great. And you're aware that this is for third chair, second violin?
Yes.
Okay, when you're ready, Angela.
Thanks.
That's nice.
I think we have our answer.
Absolutely no.
Watch that hand, watch the fingers.
I've seen better.
It's like there's a firm wind rustling through her leaves.
There's nothing going on there.
I'm finding a lot of mixture, a lot of colour.
It's dark, it's muddy, it's boggish.
It's honest.
I don't believe this music.
Magnificent.
Off. Turn her off.
Stop. Thanks.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay, guys. What do you think?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So maybe?
Yes.
Split the difference?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
In the no pile. That's just traditionally
what I'll just pop it in the maybe now.
Okay, lucky number 7. You're up. Hello, what's your name?
Annalise Spencer.
Okay, great. When you're ready.
Okay, thanks.
I'm feeling something here.
Excellent intonation.
Clumsy strokes.
We certainly have to make a decision today.
Ah, beautiful bow hold.
Where?
Where the bow is being held.
Her wrist is tense, her fingers are tied, her elbow is locked.
It's just a dance.
She's not listening to what the music wants from her.
I think she's a very good listener.
I don't think she has any concept of how to collaborate with such a sensitive piece.
There's a warmth that's often lacking in other players.
Selfish.
Mellifluous.
Indulgent and lazy.
Sounds like an angel in heaven.
There even seems to be a lack of regret for what she's doing.
Kind.
Exhausting.
Nurturing.
Emotionally unfaithful.
Okay, that's that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll let you know.
Okay, thanks.
All right, team, what do we think?
Yes.
We think that she's gone as far on this journey as she's going to go.
Is that a yes?
No.
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's a yes and no, so I'm going to put that right there in the maybe. There we go. Moving right along.
I'll send in the next one. Thank you. Hello there. Can you just state your name?
Jenny Lockwood.
Thank you, Jenny. Just when you're ready, take it away.
She's playing that violin.
That's a bit flat.
Please don't muffle this.
Muffle?
Yes, just let it breathe. Let it happen.
She crushed that bit.
Give it some room to be what it is. Thank you very much.
What it is a pile of...
What it is an extraordinary experimentation with a magnificent body of work.
A magnificent body of work or just a magnificent body?
You cannot challenge that string crossing. Smooth, the bow strokes, the bow strokes.
The bow hold is sloppy.
I am looking at that bow hold and it seems very committed to me.
Very committed, yes. Unlike...
It's not the time or place for that conversation.
When is the time or place for that conversation?
My point is we've had that conversation, so we get back to the audition.
We haven't had that conversation. And let's face it, if...
Very controlled drills. Remember why we're here, beautiful.
We're here because you knocked up the last violinist.
We were having a trial separation, something agreed upon by both parties.
You're a cheating bastard.
I took advantage of a freedom that you imposed upon us. You walked away,
a
you asked me to survive.
A freedom I imposed upon you. That's poor you.
You were living inside decisions
that
you made. You were living inside of decisions that you made. You can verbalize
cats.
This all you want. You can do
you
it to me too. You can create stories
him.
Live inside that. You can do
you
as much of that as you
I
want.
Can't
fact
even
is, I was a given situation. Situation you invited. You created a way to live inside of. Okay, walk away. Walk. Great, great. Go home. Cry. Don't. Hang on. Are you picking up the children or shut up?
Thank you. That sounded great. So I guess it's up to me to say welcome aboard. You've got the job.
No way. That's amazing.
Yeah. So you can just grab your stuff and sign a contract at the door. I'll get someone to run off. You can initial each page.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We'll celebrate at home, okay?
Okay, babe.
Fish or chicken?
Chicken.
Great.
Cooked through though. Not
yeah.
Pink again.
No, no. I promise.
Okay. Bye, babes.
I love you.
You're welcome. I love you too.
That was Domestic Violins. It was performed by Amy McKenna, Martin Dingle-Wall, Michael Whaley, and Michelle Derman. The violin was performed by Catherine Roberts. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and I produced that piece along with Ed Herbstman. And earlier today, Ed stopped by, and we had a conversation about the making of that piece.
We made that in 1 week in Australia.
In Sydney, Australia, at a conference called Radio Beyond Radio that so luxuriously and generously flew Jonathan and I out to conduct a series of workshops. They gave us some actors whom we worked with for 4 straight days. And starting from zero, we ended up with a finished piece to play for the entire group on the last day of the conference, which was Friday.
I think we need to keep it simple if we're going to really pull this off in 4 days.
Yeah. So we're all sort of... And so we had about, 20-something people in there in a circle trying to develop a story. 20 people who are of varying levels of experience, different agendas for what they want to accomplish that week. Some wanted to observe, some wanted to participate, and we all didn't know each other. And said, let's come up with a story. This is how we do it in New York with 4 people who've known each other for years. So the first day of that was tricky.
Yeah. So remember the beginning of this when we said this is not easy and that it takes time and that sometimes you feel like we're totally lost? But you have to get through. It's a necessary thing to get through.
And at the end of that day, I think people left saying, this was interesting. I don't think we have anything, though. Should we be worried? And then...
Yeah, I think people came up to me at the break and said, you do have something in your back pocket, don't you?
And no, we did not.
No, we didn't.
The whole point, I think, was to show what we do.
I was thinking about, like, what is really going on within the moment right now with us or this moment of this week, and it's this idea of kind of like auditioning ideas and throwing stuff out there and then arguing those ideas away, but there's a like conflict involved in us like trying to, well, we could do this, no, we can't do that, or it doesn't work quite this way, or let's try it this way.
I was thinking, what about that in terms of a music performance? Could people be listening to it and having a different reaction to it? And what if the music wasn't the thing that changed, but it's the people's opinions of the music that changed.
I remember coming up with the idea that we should have the same music each time. And so then the way that people were responding to it comes more into focus. You know, it's all about how they're responding to it if it's exactly the same.
And that became a spine for it. 3 auditions and
the people observing the audition have vastly different opinions about what they're hearing. And we'll just try it. We'll so we developed that structure and then worked with those actors on day two and three.
There's no pressure. We'll just do it a lot of times until we figure out what we're really looking for.
Mm-hmm. Is one of us always contrary and one of us always liking it? Like, do you know what I mean?
That's fine.
Okay,
that's
all right.
Fine.
So here's a little side note. The truth, recording tip number 17. Record a lot of different takes of the same thing done in tons of different ways so it can be edited in the end and it doesn't need to make perfect sense while you're doing it in the moment.
Now try a couple where you just don't even, it's just sort of coming out of your mouth. It's not like you're definitive about it.
And a lot of people, I think, listen to it from the booth and didn't quite hear what you and I heard when we were listening with headphones in the space, and also you and I are listening for smaller increments of
right. I'm just listening
pieces.
For little bits of tape that we can string together, just like if that yeah. moment is articulated in one.
So we'd have a take
place.
That would go 5 minutes, and we'd know that we got like 4 or 5 good words or sentences out of it.
As long as there's all the material to string together into
yes.
that perfect moment, then that's
you're spinning out yarn,
right?
And let the yeah. editor right. knit.
You need to record a lot of tape in order to get that.
I loved the conference. I had so much fun and met a lot of really great people who are doing great things. They just happen to be doing it on the other side of the world where no one over here notices or even knows about.
And if you are interested in hearing the talks we gave while we were there, they're posted online. We'll put links to those on our website, thetruthapm.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/thetruth.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ed.
And thank you to all of our new friends in Australia.
Yes, and thank you to the ABC for inviting us.
Especially and, Tony McGregor.
Yes, and also Anna Misrati.
Yeah,
who organized it. All right, thanks for listening.
Good day.
You've been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.